That's Brandy Grayson of the Young, Gifted, and Black Coalition at a rally outside the city county building in Madison this week. Group members later testified at a committee meeting where county supervisors debated a list of recommendations for improving conditions in the county jail. County Supervisor Mike Willett said it's unrealistic to try to eliminate solitary confinement.
It is used for a very violent prisoner. And the option, if we don't have solitary confinement, is what? Have a deputy sit on them? Solitary confinement cannot be eliminated, as much as we would like it to be.
Still, solitary confinement is facing criticism from reformers across the country. In New York this week, officials banned its use for inmates aged 18 to 21 in Rikers Island Jail. And in Colorado, Corrections Secretary Rick Ramish, who used to run Wisconsin's prisons, has reduced the number of inmates who are sent to segregation and shortened the length of time they can be held there. Prison officials in Wisconsin, under pressure from reform groups, have also begun to change the rules that land inmates in solitary cells. Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney says he'd like to do the same thing, especially for mentally ill inmates who may be suicidal.
It's inappropriate, it's inhumane, and it shouldn't be occurring in Dane County. Most current efficient facilities today have cells, sometimes they're referred to as soft cells, for an individual who's violent to themselves. We don't have one in Dane County.
But Eric Upchurch of the Young, Gifted, and Black Coalition says evidence gathered by the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill and Amnesty International have found that even for the mentally ill, solitary confinement is not the answer.
Solitary confinement exacerbates the issues and mental wellness. To say that you have to put somebody in solitary confinement is to say that you have to exacerbate their issues. And then if you're arresting people because of their related to their mental illness, you are in fact contributing to the high arrest rates of those people.
The demands for an end to the use of segregation is part of a longer list of reforms the coalition is asking for to reduce the county's jail population. Coalition member M. Adams told the committee that $8 million now earmarked for a new or remodeled jail should go instead to troubled neighborhoods where many of the current jail inmates come from.
There's $8 million here for capital funding. There's a poor community, a black community, without a community center. Go and build a community center. I've heard time in and time again that there was no money. Clearly there is money. We will not be fooled. We are here demanding that people do what is right, that people do what is just.
County supervisors on the committee have agreed to include community members in drafting a plan to address both the safety concerns at the jail and reduce racial disparities in the inmate population. Almost half the inmates in the jail are African Americans, but blacks make up only 6% of the county's population. Last year, a report by the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families found that disparity rate to be one of the widest in the country. Gelman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.